Welcome to Just for a Moment. I'm Carol Murray, and this podcast series involves conversations with Judy K. Mozoff. In fact, these interviews are going to be divided into 8 to 10 minute podcasts, which are going to air each Monday of this month. Judy K.'s speaking presentations and performance coaching focus on developing leadership, opening mindset, elevating attitude, and strengthening communication skills to build happy, healthy, high-performing doctor-team-patient relationships is one that she specializes in, and she's very good at it. Her message empowers, energizes, exhilarates others to embrace change, take action, and get results. She's the president-elect for the National Speakers Association Minnesota Chapter, National Study Club Director for the American Association of Dental Office Managers, winner of the coveted Spotlight on Speaking Award, and a member of the National Speakers Association, Speaking Consulting Network, Academy of Dental Management Consultants, and an Advanced Transformational Trainer. She's the author of Rise and Shine, An Evolutionary Journey to Get Out of Your Way and On Your Way to Success, and a contributing author for Dental Economics, AGD Impact, First Impression, Pink Tooth, and The Observer. She also publishes a monthly newsletter entitled Show Your Shine. Welcome, Judy K.
Thank you very much, Carol.
You are really embedded and quite the professional in terms of the coaching and this leadership and taking a look at attitude and mindsets. And I've seen you really in operation, having worked with you on the board for the Minnesota chapter of the National Speakers Association. One thing I do know about you, though, is that you specialize in creating a happy, healthy work environment. What do you feel are the key components to do that?
Well, I think, Carol, first of all, it's important that the leadership is clear on their vision, that they know what it is that they really want to accomplish in their environment. And when we say happy and healthy work environment, my expectations of what's happy and healthy may be different than yours or than someone else's. So it's, first of all, clarifying what it is that we really want in our work environment. And after that, then being united on as a leadership team. So often there is a group practice where you have two people on board with the change and the third person not, or whatever. And so you really see a division, and we know that staff aligns with usually the least amount of change. So it really divides teams. So the important part of changing your work environment is creating that united leadership. And we work on that first before we ever take it to the team, creating that between the manager and the doctors, or the management and the owners of the business working together on a clear vision. And then we get the team involved and we have a team meeting and talk about what it is that we really want in our work environment. It's a pretty easy sell because we all pretty much want the same thing. We want appreciation, we want respect, we want to enjoy our day. We want to feel good at the end of the day. So it's basically the same in most businesses. Occasionally you have a drama queen or a potster or problem maker, and that comes to the top very quickly. You can see that very clearly in a very short time. But the majority of people want the same type of happy, healthy work environment. So we take the time to define what it is as a team, and then we continue to have time working together as a team on creating standards and protocols for the business, because it doesn't change. It doesn't happen overnight. You know, change is difficult. Old habits come back in. So we want to make sure we consistently revisit it again and again to make sure that we're actually accomplishing what our goals are instead of just falling back to their old habits.
Well, getting them united, though, is that pretty hard to do in some offices?
I will tell you, I think what the biggest part is having them realize that because they're a group, it's not going to be perfect for them. That if they want the perfect thing for them, they have to work by themselves. Otherwise, it just doesn't work.
Okay.
So uniting is, we start with finding where is the least, or what is the what area can we actually agree on? Where, how far do we have to take it? Where is our starting point? And we work from there. I always say less is more. So have less rules, less guidelines, but whatever it is, make sure you agree on it 100% and can support it in the future. So it's more about starting out with, okay, where is our starting point of agreement? And it may not be everything. And then it's talking through that process of realizing that you're not going to get 100%. It's never going to be perfect for you, but it can be good for everybody.
Do you find that there's usually a certain leader within the group that'll raise the flag, like these key components that you mentioned put together, you've come to an agreement, but there's usually one person that steps up to help continue to lead the charge so it continues after you go?
There usually is, and I will tell you, in many times, if it's in a where you have the owner and then you have someone that actually manages, it's usually the manager that is the one that is the accountability person, the person that saying, hey, wait a minute, we said we were going to do this, or we, you know, this is what we agreed on, or, you know, this is where we're falling behind in this area. So usually there is one person that is more driven, and I usually ask them to find who would be allies within the company to help them to create, so it's not just them, so they don't get exhausted trying to make this change actually happen and continue to sustain it. I always ask them to find who would be their advocates that would be probably their biggest cheerleaders to help make that change sustainable.
Okay. Well, why do you feel those key components that you've mentioned earlier are so important to do in a group like this?
I think it's because if we're unsure of where leadership, where the direction that they're taking, if we feel that the leadership isn't clear on their vision and that it could change the next day or it could, you know, we're going to be less likely to support it. So if we see a division, it's kind of like if we're kids, you know, you see if mom and dad don't agree, we know we have some room to play here and work it. And the same goes in a work environment. If the owners or the leadership team aren't united on a decision, we know that we, as employee, we're uncomfortable because it's like, okay, well, what are we really going to do? What is the change really going to be about? Is it this way or this way? And it creates division, and so we align with the person that we believe in, and it creates a split in the business or the company. So it's so important that that vision is clear and that it's united. And after that, then you get the team involvement. All of that comes after that.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, what would you say would be the top three takeaways then that people should be getting from this call today?
I would say, first of all, is taking some time to sit down and be clear on what it is that you really want in your work environment. And then I would look to the second part would be is who can I align with as far as a leadership team? Who can actually help me make these changes, implement these changes, and help sustain? And then it's after that, the third part, it's an ongoing. Change doesn't happen overnight and then we don't have to work at it anymore. It's going to be an ongoing thing. Things are going to come up. You're going to be addressing it as they come up and continue to support and look, does this fit with the vision we talked about for a company or doesn't it? And then you know whether you support it or you don't support it.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Judy Kay. Would you please let our people know how they might be able to get in contact with you?
They can reach me via email at judyk@practicesolutionsinc.net, which is judykay@practicesolutionsinc.net, and solutions is plural. Or they can go to my website at practicesolutionsinc.net or call me at 612-701-4922.
Thank you very much. And I'd like to thank all of you listening to this call today for joining us at Just for a Moment. If you've got any comments that you'd like to share with Judy Kay, myself, or others listening, just email me at karel@karel.com. And this is Carol Murray signing off.